today on the TMZ Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the TMZ Podcast. I'm Charlie Cotton, and joining me on the podcast today is my favorite New Yorker, Katie Hayes.
Yes. Do you know any other New Yorkers? Is my question.
I'm racking my brain. Donald Trump?
Oh, so I am your favorite. Great. Yeah. Easy win. Slid right into that.
So you've come to LA.
Yep.
What do you mainly do for us?
I'm a TV producer.
You produce TV?
I produce the TMZ on TV.
And what a job you do.
And I do the jump in on the podcast every now and again.
I love that. We both started as tour guides. You were the New York tour guide?
Yeah, New York. New York had a short-lived TMZ tour.
Why so short-lived?
I don't know. It was only like 6 months, maybe a year. And then
that was your foot in the door.
That was my foot in the door. And then I came out here and, you know, the rest is history. 11 years later.
Wow.
I know. Wild.
Wild. Okay. Let's get to our stories today. There are some good ones for you. Have you been following this Caitlin Clark drama?
I have. I'm fascinated with it.
Yep. She's the biggest news in sports right now. So we'll talk about her latest drama. Your favorite rainbow haired rapper is in trouble again.
Tekashi.
Tekashi's in trouble again. We got a almost news segment. Have you been here for an almost news segment?
Almost news. No.
It's like a segment we slide in at the end where it's kind of like...
Let me guess. Is it almost news?
Yeah. Not quite there.
I get the name.
So we'll do that at the end.
Give it away. Okay.
Give an update on Sydney Sweeney there.
The biggest one, though.
Leading the show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Kanye West, and we're also going to throw in a bit of Kim Kardashian while we're at it.
Oh, of course.
So Kanye West is now the suspect in a battery.
Yeah.
A man reported him, said that Kanye punched him in the face.
Right.
And this all went down allegedly because said man grabbed Bianca by the waist.
Right.
Like touched her body and kind of spun her around.
Right.
Blew kisses at her and then got punched in the face. But then the man ran to the cops, said Kanye did this.
Mm-hmm.
And now God knows what's going to happen.
Well, now Kanye's people are saying it was way more than what you just described, right? They're saying that grabbed is grossly inadequate.
Oh, my bad.
And that Bianca was physically assaulted.
Yeah.
So they're saying that this guy put his hands under her dress, directly on her body, grabbed her waist, spun her around, blew her kisses, and she was battered and sexually assaulted, is what Kanye's people are saying. So they're not saying he didn't punch him.
Right.
They're saying, we don't know, right? But like...
It looks like the guy might have deserved it if that's true.
Yeah. I mean, well... Yeah, right, of course.
Well, definitely deserve it. Like, you can't do that.
You can't do that, of course. And so I guess it would be considered then self-defense. It'll be interesting how this all plays out. Because Kanye obviously has a history, right?
Yeah.
With violence.
Yeah.
And putting his hands on people.
Especially paparazzi.
Yeah. And right. Because we remember the incident with where he took the phone.
Yes. I mean, there's been incidents after incidents with him versus paparazzi. But yeah,
he
loses his temper. But if some random guy touched, you know, under my wife's dress on her skin.
Yeah, you're punching him.
You're punching him. And if you don't, you're no kind of husband.
Yeah, agree. I mean, but here's my question, though. Kanye gets into these situations all the time where he's always, like, punching or grabbing. Where's security? Why are people getting that close to Bianca?
Yeah, well, that might be a bodyguard's, like, job to
do
that.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I mean, listen, if this is true and this guy really did this to Bianca, I in my opinion, Kanye has every right to just go up and you know, pound on him.
But
it's
ridiculous. I don't know what the laws are. Like, if someone touches your wife, but not in like a, she's not going to get hurt by it physically.
Well, I mean, that's sexual assault.
Yeah, you're allowed to punch someone then?
I don't know.
I would have hoped so.
I would
so,
think
almost.
It would be considered self-defense, right? Although it's not yourself. We're not lawyers. That's becoming very clear.
We just
know what we would do.
It sounds like
which is punch the guy's lights out.
Yeah. So they had just come from the happiest place on earth, Disneyland.
That's sad. Ugh.
What a ruin to the day.
They're like eating churros on Space Mountain. So fun. And then this had to happen.
Right. Well, they just got to, it happened at Chateau Marmont.
Okay.
So they'd left Disneyland, come to Chateau Marmont, which I mean, is maybe the most historic hotel in LA.
Yeah.
You know, it lots of stuff
Tons
has gone down there.
Celebrities are always there. And the security's pretty tight there too. So Right? I mean, yeah. You would think around Kanye, too, that it would be, I don't know, this is wild.
So weird.
It's going to be interesting to see how this unfolds. But yeah, I mean, if that random guy put his hands on Bianca, he had every right to get punched in the face.
For once, I think I'm siding with Kanye.
Yeah.
This one.
Once we get more information on it. But yeah, if what his rep is saying is true, then I'd be so, don't touch me.
Okay, on to Kim.
Yeah.
Kim is doing what she knows will get attention and make people watch the show. She locked lips with Emma Roberts in American Horror Story, the recent episode.
Yeah. So, there's one way to get viewers, it's ladies kissing.
100%. Like, that's kind of what got her start, was just like kissing and sexual stuff. And like, now this clip is everywhere. So let me play out the scene for you because...
Oh, please do describe it in full detail, Charlie. We're all listening.
Because we're not allowed to show it, so I'll just talk slowly. It'll be a bit of ASMR or something.
Yeah.
So Kim Kardashian kissed her in the front row of like an Oscars scene. They're at the Oscars.
Right.
Kim plays Siobhan. Anna is the name of Emma Roberts' character. And Anna wins an Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And Anna's pregnant right now.
Okay.
By the way.
Okay.
In fact, her water breaks on stage.
Right.
Yeah. But what
the drama. We're really setting the scene. But also, this is a terrible setup to a kiss.
Right, right.
Someone's water's breaking. How do you even go in? Do you not slip on the... there's a lot going on in this episode.
Well, also,
a lot.
Emma Roberts' character has just been like cheated on by her husband during the pregnancy. So she's in an emotional place. You know, she's pregnant and she's been cheated on by her husband.
And there's only one cure.
A make out with Kim.
That's the only...
Because she wins the Oscar.
The antidote to everything.
Kim turns to her, says, go up there and get your hardware.
Baby.
and lays one on her. And I mean, it's the kiss being heard around the world.
It's pretty hot.
Give Kim an Oscar.
Well, remember, what was the movie? It was with Denise Richards and was it Naomi Campbell?
Oh,
Wild Things.
Oh, that takes me back to my
childhood. Well, how old were you when you were watching
it? I don't know, man.
You have a conversation with your parents.
Is that the one in the pool?
5-year-old is watching Wild Things.
They're in the pool?
But yeah, so I always consider that the most famous female kiss of all time.
Yeah.
I feel like every single guy could explain that kiss in full detail. Apparently some children were allowed to watch it. So my question is, does this kiss overtake that kiss? Where does this kiss fall on the rankings of famous female kissing?
I don't think anything will overtake that kiss.
Right. Runner up.
Cruel Intentions. Have you seen Cruel Intentions?
I feel uncomfortable now. We might need to end this podcast early.
Okay.
I'm glad there's a lot of space between us at this table.
Okay. Caitlin Clark. She's just like dominating the news cycle now.
Oh, she's awesome.
She's awesome. This
she's
time,
awesome.
It's like kind of something happened that's not her fault. This creepy reporter named Greg Doyle, he's a journalist for the Indianapolis Star. So she's got this famous thing. She does that heart thing that
right.
girls like to do. And when she like wins games and stuff, she does the heart thing up to her parents and
Who
her family.
Who started that? I thought that was, I always associated that with Taylor Swift.
Yeah. I'm not sure who like started it, but you know,
she always does it during games
does it.
Up to her family. Right.
So, I mean, we don't see the reporter in this clip, but he basically wants Caitlin to send him the love gesture. And it's just
gross. It was awkward, right? Because he was about to start, he introduced himself, and then he's like, hold on really fast, and then gave her that gesture. And so she was kind of like, caught off guard. I don't know what to do with this.
Let's listen to the clip
okay.
now, see what happened.
Hi. Caitlin, Greg Doyle, Indy Star. Real quick, let me do this.
You like that?
I like that you're here. That you're here.
I do that at my family after every game, so.
Okay,
it's
well,
cool.
Let's start doing it to me and we'll be get along just fine. So, question is, you didn't have to turn pro.
Okay, so I mean.
It's, for me, when I watched this, I was expecting, because there was a ton of outrage over this.
Yeah, there was.
And it's like, when I watched it, I was expecting something really explosive and weird and creepy to happen. And I just was like, oh, this guy's just awkward.
Yeah, I mean...
I didn't get the outrage.
Well, this guy's obviously looking for his moment, but
right.
he found it the wrong moment. And I think the outrage is partly because there's this huge pay disparity thing going on right now.
Yeah.
Where Caitlin's making like $75K a year first season. The NBA, the guy, Wemby, who got drafted number one last year in the NBA, he's making over $12 million a season. So people are already thinking like, wow, women aren't being treated equal. Biden's come in and talked about it. Andy Reid, the coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, has talked. Everyone's talking about that. And now you got this heroine, like this hero, like who's like going to come in and probably change the sport WNBA for every woman.
Right.
And you got this creepy guy kind of...
Focusing on this hand signal rather
talking
than
talking down to her almost like creepy.
Yeah.
I try to like ask questions that might get picked up and, you know, get a reaction out of the celebrity in a positive way. But this guy just poorly timed it and poorly said
it. I mean, that's the thing, right? It was awkward. It was a little creepy, but I didn't think it was. I think he was just trying to like connect with her in a funny way is how I took it. And it's obviously not the time, but he was like, oh, she does this, so I'll do this. And he has come out and apologized because he got, I mean,
skewered. Yeah. I mean, even Dave Portnoy is laying on you. Like saying you need to be, your media credentials need to be taken away, la, 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 then you know you're in trouble.
Right.
But I mean, Caitlin, for her part, you know, hasn't really said how it made her feel, but she's going to be okay financially. She's got State Farm, she's got Gatorade, like, but it's
Well, yeah, she'll make it up. I mean, it's good that this has been going on, right, forever, the pay disparity. And so it's interesting that this has been picked up. Because it's such a severe disparity right now that we're looking at. And so the fact that this gets some press and some attention is great. I mean, hopefully things will change.
I think so. I think Caitlin will be the change.
Yeah, I hope so.
Okay, on to our next story. Tekashi69.
Oh, boy.
He's in trouble with the IRS. They went into his home in Florida, Palm Beach, in fact. And they ended up confiscating a bunch of stuff. We know that they confiscated a couple of his cars. It looked like Lamborghinis.
These cars are so ugly.
The cars are like...
there's paint splattered, right? Is it like... It looks like someone took...
Like a paint gun or...
A paint gun.
And splattered. But they've been confiscated. We don't know exactly what he did tax-wise to get everything confiscated in his house raided. But it can't be good, obviously.
No.
He's holed up in the Dominican Republic right now, and he can't leave the Dominican Republic because of various domestic violence accusations and charges and that he's trying to overcome. This guy just like, I don't know, he probably turned out who we thought he would be, basically.
Yeah. So is he just going to live in the Dominican Republic forever?
Well, he can't leave yet until these charges are sort of like go through court and that sort of thing.
And if he comes back here, he doesn't have any cars to drive.
We'll have to Uber.
He'll have to Uber everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, how about the feds? They're on one lately, huh? Just raiding homes left and right.
I know. They are, exactly.
I mean, this one's for tax stuff, whereas Diddy was obviously more.
But he must have just not paid like millions of dollars in taxes or...
Yeah, of course. I mean, if the feds come. So the question is, once the feds, so if you don't pay your taxes, this will be, I'm sure we won't know the answer to this, but I'm going to ask it anyway.
Yeah.
If you don't pay your taxes and they seize your stuff, what happens to that stuff? Like, who, do they sell these cars? Who would buy these cars?
I'm sure someone would buy these cars, but it'd be probably at a reduced rate because they look awful.
Yeah.
But I think they have like sales. Do they have like tax sales?
Do they have tax sales? Anybody know? Somebody write in and tell us if there's tax sales.
If you get some cheap stuff at like some sort of tax, like debt collecting thing.
They've got to do something, right? Because that's why they're taking it, unless it's like a repo car and then it gets,
Parts. I don't know. We'll find
somebody
out.
Somebody who knows
somebody
taxes
write in.
And fed
somebody
stuff,
comment.
Write in and tell us what's going to happen to Tekashi's cars.
Okay, almost news time.
Yeah.
Sydney Sweeney.
Oh, man.
Remember yesterday that Hollywood producer Carol Baum, she said she's not a good actress. She's not even pretty.
Carol.
Well, now her rep and her acting coach, Sydney Sweeney's, are responding. Basically saying, I mean, her rep says that she's a good actress, but he admits she doesn't have supermodel good looks.
Well, that's her acting coach.
That's her acting coach. Okay.
Which is...
I
feel like he tried to defend her, and he did. He said really nice things. He said, he was trying to say like she's beautiful on her inside as well as has like great cheekbones that the camera picks up. Like he's saying she's beautiful, but the way he said it said she doesn't have supermodel good looks, which is just like, oh man,
not a, I mean,
sir. We can't say, like, no.
It doesn't sound like a positive, does it?
No,
yeah.
It doesn't. He meant well. I'm sure he's now kicking himself for saying that because he really did. He said, here's what he said. He said, Sydney's beautiful because she has inner depth, intellect, compassion, style, and facial features, eyes, smile, cheekbone that the camera angles pick up on. The camera loves her look as well as the audience. The audience loves her because she's relatable and approachable.
Relatable and approachable, yeah. Aren't like, oh, gorgeous.
You know what I am? Relatable and
yes.
Approachable.
If I said,
I'm not Sydney Sweeney.
Katie, you're beautiful on the inside.
Yeah, I don't want to hear
what?
That.
Yeah.
I mean.
This is someone defending her.
Like, right, it's defending her.
Sydney's rep said, how sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman. If that's what she's learned in her decades in the industry and feels it's appropriate to teach her students, that's shameful. To unjustly disparage a fellow female producer speaks volumes about Miss Balm's character.
Yes, she gives it to her. And I agree.
I bet Carol didn't know.
I think Carol is kicking herself today.
I think so.
But... It's 2024. How about we just don't comment on other women's looks?
Unless it's to say they got supermodel good looks. You know?
You're still allowed to say that. Sure, fine. I mean,
if you get a comment, only make it like a really positive comment.
Yeah, I mean, you can say, the whole thing with Carol, you know, saying she wasn't a great actress, that's fair game. I mean, yeah. I think that's fine. But to throw in she's not even that good looking, it's like, calm down, Carol.
Right. I totally
cool
agree.
It, Carol, cool it.
You're beautiful on the inside and outside, Katie, yeah. By the way.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, gosh, you just feel so good coming to the TMZ
yeah.
podcast.
I mean, that's...
You're just spreading love
come
and
here
joy.
For compliments, you know.
Thank you.
And hopefully you come back soon.
I will.
Thank you for joining us, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Goodbye.
Bye.